I thought I'd let my wife do all the talking, but I guess I have to say something too. I had a problem that might be different than some of the others that left the Adventist Church, and that's been a lot of anger. I started back very, very early when I was just a youngster in high school. I grew up in a home that kept the Sabbath, and the Sabbath kept me from all good things. I couldn't play football on Friday night. I couldn't go to dances. I couldn't be part of anything. And I hated the Sabbath. But then something happened. The Lord had a different idea, and I met this lady here, and she was going to make sure that I got that question right. So we attended her church, kept Sunday, and the church I'd gone to with my folks, and I was not a member. And she was convinced the Sabbath is right. Well, I was trapped. And so, well, I knew that it was the biblical Sabbath, but I just didn't have any desire to keep it. That was the main thing, because I found that it just, well, I couldn't see good reasons to have it so socially, binding that I couldn't live a normal life. Well, we were very active for a number of years in the Adventist Church, held about every position there was and did a lot of different things. Conference committee for 13 years. And then, as Gloria mentioned, when the Elder Ford had the Glacier View time and the loss of 400 pastors from the Adventist Church, we understood that there was something different. And so we studied a lot. And you know what we found? We found the good news.
Amen.
And it was so amazing about grace. And that we could have, know that we were saved and not worry about it anymore. But the problem that has really bothered me, and I think I've had some help recently from prayer and so on, and my family tells me so, I'm not quite as angry. And what I'm angry about is all the people have been deceived and all the people that are deceived to this point. And I'm kind of like my boys. I don't think it's fair. And I don't know what to do about it. But in fact, they tell me we're staying out in St. Helena where our son and his wife live. And we stay in our motorhome there. And they accuse me of being angry. Well, I promise I won't talk about politics or religion. So I've been buttoned up. But I've still been angry on the inside about both of them. But anyway, even Gloria says I'm doing better. And I'm not as angry about it all. I'm very, very thankful. Richard, since I've gotten older now, I'm thinking a lot more about the hereafter. In fact, every now and then I go into our motorhome and I wonder what I'm hereafter. But that might be kind of funny, but it is so true. I am so thankful to know. I face the possibility of very serious surgery, maybe soon. And I'll come through it more likely than not. But I told some people, I have it both ways. If I come through, let's say I might even be able to play pickup basketball afterwards. Maybe even play the piano, I don't know. But anyway, and if I don't make it, where I get to go? To be with my Heavenly Father right away.
Amen.
And so I have it both ways. And so I'm very, very excited about what the Lord has revealed to us. I still am very concerned about my brothers and sisters that are being so deceived.